one of the frustrations about the time you are living in is that there is not any way for you to understand your own contribution to the things that are going to change your world, to right the boat, as it were. But it requires only a relatively small percentage of the people in the world to choose light and to choose to be connected in that very important way, to turn everything around. This is a challenging time in that the patriarchal view of the world and the way it is moving and who is in charge, it is about war. The patriarchal view is always about war. Who must overcome whom in order to gain the power and make the right decisions? But that is not true when the mother's law is at work. The mother's law says, whatever is going on, we will take it and make it better. We do not need to war, but we need to transmute. And this is even a difficult concept because we have all been raised with the war analogy, and that is a shame. It is not that women want that, we do not, but we have been raised to understand that that is the only way that things can change. And actually, things can change dramatically when enough people are willing to hold light. And we are getting very close to having that number of people in the world who are willing to hold light. And transmutation is not war. What it is it is like, it is like a shower that washes away the evil in a situation so that the light can shine in it. It does not require attack. It does not require taking on some great giant thing. It does not require any of that. Transmutation is far more powerful because it is more subtle. Let us say that a bad decision is made in the government, which, as we all know, is happening. And rather than go to war with whatever that is, transmutation moves in and says, where can we help? How can we move someone out of the way? How can we bring peace to this corner? We cannot bring peace to all of it, but we can bring peace to this corner. It is much more fluid. It is a bit like water, but it is powerful water. So when the water is spread over a situation, a warrior cannot stop where all that water goes. It is not possible. And that is what is happening now. The water is building. And when the water flows over the world you have now, the world will be different. And those who are still yelling about war will look like tiny little people raging at the sky, but with no power. And we cannot explain to you about all of the change, but we do want you to understand about transmutation. That is how transmutation works. It does not bang into something. It flows all over something, washing away what does not belong there and bringing up what does. So it is understandable that you are uneasy in your world now, because even now, when you hear someone in charge yelling like a little soldier, they look foolish. And they are on some level very afraid because they have a sense that something is going to sweep over them, over which they have no power. And this is going to be going on for a while, but we have some rather startling changes coming up in a very short period of time. So be patient, but do not ever forget to honor the fact that you have chosen to be in the light. You have chosen to connect with the universe. You have chosen to be a part of the transmutation. Every time you choose to be kind, when you could choose to be unkind, you are strengthening the core of this energy that is going to transmute everything. So we want you to keep that in mind. It is not, as we say, something that can be, nailed down. It is because it is not a nailed down kind of change. It is a fluid kind of change. But when you see disturbances, when you see things that are not right, and you move with love and gentleness toward those things, you are part of this transmuting energy. It is with your patience and your kindness and your understanding that you are going to be part of the force that overcomes what is in power now. And this is, mind-bending. When the only things we have ever heard is, if you want to change something, gather an army and arm them and send them in. No, that is patriarchal in the extreme. And that is not how it is going this time. But we do want you to remember, every act of kindness, every gentle response, every time you choose one of the feminine things, you are actually sending energy into a power that is going to transmute everything that is going on now. We are closer to it now than we have been, and we appreciate your patience, but we're going to have to ask you to be patient a bit more. To make this clear, this does not mean that you are never upset, or that you do not have a concern about something. But it means that in what you are doing, what you are extending, that is led by kindness, by generosity, by gentleness. That's what that means. That is what feeds into the power that transmutes. And once again, it is not war. It is simply becoming part of a greater power. This power of transmutation is a greater power than anything the patriarchy has to offer. And so, of course, you want to stay away from the patriarchal blitherings as much as you can. But remember, the power now is being built in this other way. It is being built in the light. And there is no darkness that can overcome light. So we want you to remember this. We appreciate so much that you are doing your own personal work, because it makes this more possible and it makes it happen sooner. You are very important, and there is no way for you to understand how important in this moment, but it is not going to be long before you are able to see this. So we will take a moment and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. See that someone has brought to you a beautiful hot air balloon, and the colors are bright, and there is someone who will guide the balloon for you, but you're invited to step into it. And so you walk forward, and you're helped into the balloon. And you have a guide with you who is operating the balloon as it begins to rise. And let yourself feel that you are taking off from the ground and you're rising higher and higher. And now you're far above the earth. And a gentle wind is blowing. And when you look down, you see how small the people you are looking at have become. How small everything becomes because you have risen above it. And know that the colors in the balloon are energy. And even as you rise, you are taking in the energy of the vehicle that has lifted you. And feel that your balloon begins to move, but very gently, and it is guided by the teacher who is taking you on this trip. And in the balloon, you have let go of your worries because you are so far above them. There's only the wind and the colors and the safety that you are in, high above everything. Now feel the balloon coming down very gently, very slowly, into a green field. And the landing is soft. And you thank the guide who brought you on this trip. And you step out of the balloon onto the earth again. Still free. Because now you know that the things that may have been a burden in your life were nothing when you were above them. and find yourself in your heart center. And find your heart center illuminated and beautiful, with a place to rest and a place to think and a place to dream. And drink water from the place in your heart center where it is running to refresh your spirit. And feel the universe send a blessing to your heart so that you become more alive and you become more loved and loving. And look up and see that a path is illuminating. And you walk toward that path, and the path opens to receive you. And when you step onto the path, no more effort is required. You are simply moving upward. And the air is full of blessings. So when you breathe in the things that are most needed, that are good for you. And the energy becomes fine and high. And you come to the place of remembering. And this place of remembering is letting you remember who you really are, how you were created, the gifts you were given, the love that brought you about. Remember who you really are. Step back onto the path and let the path take you upward again. The energy becomes fine and pure and light. And you come to a place of growth. And in this place, you breathe in all that you need to help you grow in the light. And it is all around you. And you breathe it in. Step back onto the path and let the path take you up toward the place of the gift. And in the place of the gift, rest the mind and know your gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. Your teacher who is with you every day, every moment. And receive your teacher's blessing. Thank you, teacher, for being here, for being with you, and come back down the trail, breathing in all the best things, feeling all the good things, and come to your heart center and begin to breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. when you've grounded in your body. Open your eyes.